Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Three companies are now using Ripple's XRapid in real life. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 1st, 2018. Hyperledger and the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance joined forces. Ether's price plunge didn't hit ICOs, researchers say. Blockchain at the UN General Assembly. And Montana nearly banned crypto mining in a single county. First, three companies are now using Ripple's XRapid, announced Monday by Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse at the Swell event. Mercury FX, Qualix, and Catalyst Corporate Credit Union became the first companies to put XRapid to commercial use. Mercury FX helps clients send and receive international payments. Qualix facilitates remittances between the U.S. and Mexico. Catalyst Corporate Federal Credit Union provides financial services to around 1,400 credit unions in the United States. Think of it like a credit union for credit unions. This is big news for XRP, a digital asset strongly associated with Ripple and used in the XRapid product, as a bridge currency in cross-border payments. Now XRP is the third most valuable cryptocurrency by market capitalization, as investors expect Ripple's products to displace the current infrastructure for cross-border payments. The Hyperledger Project and the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance have agreed to work together to create common standards for the blockchain space. EEA and Hyperledger represent two of the three largest and arguably most influential enterprise blockchain communities. So if the team-up succeeds, the common standards that they create could sway enterprises previously on the fence to build their blockchains on one platform or the other. For enterprises, this would provide the advantage of having access to multiple vendors without creating new silos that don't talk to other systems. Also, for the 200 members of Hyperledger, there is now the promise of interacting with tokens and smart contracts on the Ethereum public chain. There has been growing support for Ethereum within Hyperledger even before this announcement. Earlier this year, Sawtooth, which is one of the implementations of Hyperledger, added support for the Ethereum virtual machine as a transaction processor. This made it possible to bring smart contracts developed for the public Ethereum blockchain over to Sawtooth-based networks. While this team-up may look like a positive step towards interoperability in the blockchain space, it's something of a challenge thrown down for R3, which definitely sees both consortiums as its competitors. R3 is invited to join the party too, EEA Executive Director Ron Resnick told us. But Corda, he said, is, quote, not really open source, meaning the software is centered around a single vendor. However, R3 has been invited to join the new alliance, he said. We'll see how that goes. Despite the big drops in cryptocurrency prices since late last year, ICO projects haven't lost money, according to new research from BitMEX and Token Analyst. Published on Monday, the document tracks the Ethereum balances of 222 ICOs over time. Specifically, the researchers looked at the amount of Ether raised by the projects and their gains and losses in US dollars because of price shifts in the cryptocurrency. Even at the current $230 price for Ether, projects are still sitting on unrealized gains rather than losses, the summary states. These gains might get as high as $93 million combined, based on Ether's price of $215. Ether is right now trading around $230. Notably, the EOS project raised about 70% of the Ether of all the projects tracked. But even if you remove EOS from the data, it doesn't affect the main conclusions, according to the authors. Over at the UN, the Prime Minister of Malta, Joseph Muscat, talked about the potential of blockchain and cryptocurrencies in front of the General Assembly.
In Malta, we have launched ourselves as the blockchain island.
He called these technologies an inevitable part of a digital future. Muscat called Malta the first jurisdiction worldwide to regulate the technology that previously existed in a legal vacuum. He also heralded cryptocurrencies as the inevitable future of money, noted that distributed ledger technology can give patients real ownership of their medical records and helps bring more accountability to corporations and governments.
These are just a few ways how we can counter regressive and reactionary politics.
Malta's parliament passed three bills regarding cryptocurrencies, blockchain, and distributed ledger technology back in June, causing a number of cryptocurrency firms, including the exchange Binance, to start business on the island. Half a world away, in Missoula County, Montana, public officials decided not to ban crypto mining in the area. The state of Montana has attracted miners with its cheap electricity, but the locals got concerned about spikes in the power rate and noise levels, so some called for a moratorium on mining activities. On September 27th, however, the Board of County Commissioners held a public hearing. In the end, they voted not to adopt a moratorium and instead decided to investigate how to develop local regulations for mining. The future regulations must consider acceptable levels of noise, electronic waste, and energy consumption by the miners, with the noise being the top concern for local residents. And can you really blame them? For more on today's stories, and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate. A Sonic Universe.